A youth leader from Garbo, Wirinyaka Boma in Mangala, who spoke on condition of anonymity for security reasons, says last Sunday, armed men in police and military uniforms drove to the area and began to demarcate various plots of land.
At the road there, everybody was holding a gun, and you cannot even ask them what is going on. When we came as a community yesterday, we cleaned our places and went back. Today is an organized crime because there are representatives of the government in the Republic of South Sudan, both from the defense and security sector, where they came with graders clearing roads, and you cannot question them.
The youth leader says the land belongs to his community. He says he does not understand how men in military and police uniform will be allowed to demarcate property owned by the individuals in his community. Community leader Ridento Tombe says in the past, his community has given out plots of land to people who ask for it peacefully. He says there are certain procedures to follow in order to acquire land. He stresses it is only the Central Equatoria State Governor who gives directives to demarcate the land.
According to our laws here, the land belongs to the people. And the people, they're the one to sit and write to the Garbo community. So they will write to the Payam administrator, director. Then the Payam director will take the letter to the executive director of the county. And from there, it will go to the governor. The governor will give directives to physical infrastructure to do the demarcation. And then there will be the community to give to their people. And if there are balance of, because they will see how many people are there. And then also some tokens are to be given to the government to give to the people who are in need, who also write the application.
Tombe says local villagers are scared by the presence of men in uniform who are demarcating the community's land. He says state authorities recently arrested one of the land grabber who was released shortly afterwards. Tombe says he believes people continue to grab land because they often get away with it. Brigadier Santo Domich, the South Sudan People's Defense Forces deputy spokesperson, says soldiers who commit crimes or offend civilians in any way should be held accountable as private individuals.
This does not represent the institutions of the rules of engagement of the military. These are just individual affairs. I think they should report the case to the police so that the spokesman of the police may be asked to clarify. If on different occasions, this is not the strategy of the military.
Derek Derrickson, press secretary in Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony's office, says the state has yet to receive an official complaint about a land dispute in the area.
We have not gotten any official case being forwarded to the state from these security officers being indulging themselves into land grabbing. But if at all there is anything of such a nature, of course, the law will take its course, and the leadership won't fear to take any measure against any of the officers. And this will be dealt with accordingly.
Derrickson says the state government is working to address land disputes.
One of the steps that the state leadership has taken is to constitute a committee that will be looking into this issue comprehensively. And this is going to be done once the state government, once the state cabinet is constituted, where we have the minister who is concerned with a physical infrastructure within the state. Now, this will be under his docket.
Derrickson says he believes it is only when the government is fully formed at the state and local level will it be able to fully address land disputes. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.